Braxton Battaglia is a third grader from our parish. She was sitting in your pew last year at this time. She's a third grader at North Point Elementary. She's a gymnast with Twin Cities Twisters. She's a daughter. She's a granddaughter. She's an older sister. She's a wonderful friend to many, many people. She's a woman, young girl, with great joy. But this past January, she was unfortunately diagnosed with B-cell leukemia. She was diagnosed with cancer. And it's been a battle for her. She's been fighting against cancer with her family's been supporting her, and the parish has as well, and her school and her fellow gymnasts. But she also has one very important person that's been supporting her, and that's Jesus in the Eucharist. And although Braxton can't make it to Mass here on Sunday, her dad comes every week, and he has a pyx. He has a special container that he takes communion back to Braxton at home to bring her Jesus, to bring her communion, to bring her the presence of God. And that presence of God has given her strength, has given her support in this time of trial. And so I asked her to share with me some words that I could share with you today about her Catholic faith and about the importance of the Eucharist. And she says, "My Catholic faith has helped me to know that God is always going to be with me." A lot of things change in our life. A lot of things come and go in our life. But one thing never changes, and that is that God is always with us. God always desires to walk with us, to support us. And Braxton has experienced that in her own life and experienced that especially in this trial that she's undergoing. She also says, "It is important to me, it is very important to me to receive the Eucharist because it makes me feel comfortable and it makes me feel brave because I know God is always within me." That Jesus is within her because she gets to receive the Eucharist. She is able to receive this precious gift, greater than any other gift maybe that you get today as a result of your First Communion. Some of us get money, some of us get statues or other religious articles. Those are all great things. But the greatest gift, the gift that will never change, the gift that never leaves us, the gift that will always be available right here for you, is the gift of the presence of Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist. And by coming to the Eucharist, by receiving the Eucharist, you can receive that confidence that Braxton has received. Receiving the confidence that she is not alone. That yes, it is a struggle, but at the same time, God is with her in the midst of the struggle. God is with her in the midst of the suffering she's experiencing. And she can be brave. She can be brave because she knows that God loves her. That Jesus Christ has a personal love for her. That's one of the beautiful things about our Catholic faith, is that God is personal. He's not some distant foreign being who wants to rule over us with an iron fist. No, he comes to us. He comes to us in visible form in the Eucharist. So we can see him, we can worship him, we can receive him. And we can maintain our relationship with him. And he can maintain our relationship with us. Obviously, we face different battles in our lives. But just like Braxton, we can turn to Christ and to ask Jesus to help us be brave in the face of trial. To help us be strong, knowing that God is with us. The apostles in our first reading today had to be brave. They were being persecuted for sharing the good news. They were told by the Jewish authorities that they couldn't tell people that Jesus Christ is God. And the apostles, though, said, "Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to go preach the truth because I know Jesus Christ is God. I'm going to live my faith because I know Jesus is risen from the dead." And so what did they do? They went out and preached the good news. They went out and were brave in the face of the persecution that they experienced. And they encountered more persecution as a result. In fact, they're arrested again. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes said, "What are you doing? Did we not just tell you to stop?" And they said, "Yep, but guess what? We obey God. We obey God rather than men." And that's why we come here today. To receive Jesus, to rebuild that relationship, to strengthen that relationship with the Lord. Realizing that he is the one who helps us live in this world. He is the one who helps us to be joyful. He is the one that fulfills us and helps us to be happy. Realizing that when we do God's will be fulfilled. When we use the gifts and talents that God has given us to build up his kingdom here on earth, we will be fulfilled. And each one of you has a unique set of gifts that God wants to use to build up his kingdom on earth. He has given you each different gifts to show love, to show kindness, to show charity to others. And he gives you strength, though, in the Eucharist to help you do that. In our gospel today, we hear that Jesus returned to his disciples when they were out fishing. And afterwards, he brings Peter aside. And he says, "Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me?" And Jesus says to him, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Yes, Lord, you know everything about me. You know that I love you." And we see in this the fact that Jesus came back to Peter so that he could restore his relationship with him, so that he could rebuild that relationship with him. Because guess what? Peter had special gifts that God wanted to use to build up the church. And Jesus came back to him and forgave him of his sins. And so the fact that Jesus is present to us and continues to be present to us is very important. So when there's struggles in our relationship with God, we can continue to come back to him. When we sin, we can come back to him because he never abandons us. He never leaves us. He always journeys with us. And so we need to remember to journey with him, to be aware that God is with us. That's why we take time to pray every day, to say, "Jesus, help me to live like you. Jesus, help me to love like you. Jesus, help me to see you in others. Jesus, help me to help others to see you in me this day. Help me to be your hands and feet." That's why we come to Mass every Sunday, to receive grace, to receive strength, to receive the living presence of Jesus Christ right here, because he wants to live in you. And when he lives in you, he'll bring you great joy. He'll bring you great fulfillment. He'll bring you great love. And what a gift that is. We all are invited to be brave this day. We're all invited to be brave every day with the presence of Christ in our lives. Christ comes to us. As he's come to Braxton and supported her through this trial, he supports us in the various trials that we have in our lives. He supports us in the various struggles and in the joys that we experience. He enjoys those great things with us as well. And today, as these students receive Jesus for the first time, pray for them. And pray that you may be strong and brave, walking always with Jesus, because he is always walking with you. May you always walk with him too. And for those of you who are receiving communion for the 50th time, or the 100th time, or the 1,000th time, or the 10,000th time, pray once again that you would be brave, realizing that Christ has not left you. Yes, even though we've sinned, Christ still comes back to us. He comes to forgive us. He comes to love us. He comes to journey with us. And he journeys with each one of us today. And for that, we are very grateful. He's journeying with us to heaven. And while we are here, though, he gives us the strength of the Eucharist. So today, let us pray that we may be brave, always walking with Jesus throughout our lives.